Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I can, just let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get our good friends back on the show. Robert is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president and the founder of Brands and Company. He's an innovation expert, and he's a lot about innovation over the years as he's been joining us. He's the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation, a 10-step program for corporate survival. He's our good friend, Brands. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. And I consider myself an innovation practitioner, not so much a consultant. It's all about doing and making it happen.
Exactly. You got to execute, don't you?
Exactly. So the big question for today maybe is, what have you done lately to support innovation, you know?
Yeah.
And your listeners think about that, because, you know, it's all about sustainability. How do you continue to create and sustain growth in your company? And it's hard to do. It's impossible. I think, actually, you will perish if you don't innovate.
Well, I told the audience before you got here, when I told them you were going to join us, that innovation clearly is one of the pillars, one of the key parts of the foundation of sustainability of your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Sustainability in itself gets a little confusing nowadays, because of course it means everything with green in the environment, but I look at it as long-term growth, long-term efforts to continue your growth and fuel it.
Well, my audience knows when I say sustainability that I don't mean environmental sustainability. If I do, I'll say that, but they know, when I say sustainability, I'm talking about keeping them in business.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, think about the product life cycle. You know, everybody, no matter how well you do today, your product life cycle, and ultimately that curve will reach its peak, and you need to make sure you build a curve upon a curve upon a curve,
uh-huh.
So you have continuous digit growth, or at least growth.
And that life cycle, by the way, is getting compressed, isn't it? The life cycle, the life of a cycle, the duration of a generation of a product or a strategy is getting compressed, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's some great books out there. About 100 years ago, you still would hear horses going through the streets, and you could smell what would come with it.
Uh-huh.
Things are going so fast. But most importantly, if you, for instance, put a consumer product out today, the product life cycle is much shorter than it has been ever before, especially in the personal care category,
mm-hmm.
where if you don't succeed within the first year and a half, they will take you off the shelf, and if you've been there 2 years, they're already looking at repositioning, rebranding. So you got to accelerate that distribution success and innovation cycle. Otherwise, it becomes somebody else's turn.
Right. No. You know? No question.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah. No. So part of all this. Yeah.
You were saying one of the things. Is to ask what have you done to drive innovation? I mean, we need to talk about this in specific steps, right? Not we thinking about it as business owners. We don't need to be thinking about innovation as this philosophy. We need to be boiling it down into things we can execute.
Exactly, and in effect, you know, that's really what I wanted to talk about today, because training is what I call the often forgotten imperative. It's a must-do.
Training for innovation?
Training and coaching. It's the last imperative where people will think of, and the one that is the least difficult to implement, but actually it's one of the most challenging ones because it's often forgotten. Now, in Robert's Rules of Innovation, obviously I describe 10 imperatives, the normal ones like inspiration, culture creation, risk-taking, accountability, and ownership, and many of those, some structured, repeatable like the new product development process and ideation, but training is so important that actually if you look at one of the key companies in the U.S., which is Whirlpool Corporation, they've actually identified training to be the most important imperative, the most important thing they can do to support innovation. And that's pretty amazing, because you don't hear that from the companies like Apple or IBM or Ford. No, but Whirlpool has identified that, and they realize that obviously continuous training and training of processes, training and strengthening of the core people that they have is an absolute imperative to sustainability.
And training, period, is something that's really difficult to get done in a small business. And so now you're asking us to do training for innovation when we're having trouble getting training for sales and training for technical stuff. When we come back, I'm going to get we're going to get Robert to help us do this. How do we establish a training program for innovation? But folks, it's important. It's key to your sustainability as a business. 20 Tail, right back with Robert Brands. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.